Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel, and may I please have your zip code to pull up your account?
Two one six zero one.
Okay, 21601, and thank you. And one moment, please. Okay, 21601, and your first and last name, please.
My first name is Lorraine. My last name is Claggett.
Okay, thank you for that information. And one moment, please. While I access your information. All right, I am still accessing information, so it'll just take a moment. For security purposes, please verify your address.
27223 Enniskillen Road, Easton, Maryland.
Okay, thank you so much for that information. Pardon me. So I have gotten an account located that shows your name and address, and you're calling us about a canceled account for the Bytes Hub app. How may I assist?
I wanted to know what it was. I see an entry on my May MasterCard charge that I wanted to question. That was for a Body Premier Goals today, whatever that is. What is that? Can you tell me?
It's this account's for the Bytes Hub app. If that's the name that shows there, that's a merchant name. But this was for the Bytes Hub app.
Excuse me, exactly what is it that I got?
It was a meal app. It's the result of a survey being completed and a contest entered. And with it, usually there's some type of product that's offered on the page.
And did I get a product then? What is the product?
It just shows a Dyson vacuum was what was offered. We just assist with what's in the terms and conditions.
A Dyson vacuum. What is that exactly?
Dyson vacuum.
Vacuum?
Yes, ma'am. It's what was
goodness.
Offered on the page, but we just assist with the Byte Sub, which was in the terms and conditions here.
So I should be expecting some kind of a vacuum?
You can go back to an original email. We don't assist with the item. We just assist
with the
Byte Sub.
Yeah, I understand, but I don't have any email. I just noticed this charge on my list of charges.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Usually what I do, if the customer has a question about the product itself, I just recommend they go back to the original email. They can reach out maybe and find out regarding that. We don't assist with the survey or the product.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't have an original email. I just don't have anything to verify it.
Okay, well, we don't process any orders here.
Mm-hmm. And was that paid to you, that amount of money?
We're the third-party call center. Bytes Hub is the company that's responsible for billing.
Oh, could you tell me how that's spelled? B? What company is it? B-Y?
B-I.
B-I.
T-E-S.
I didn't hear those letters. E?
B-I as in igloo, T as in Tom, E as in echo, S as in Sam.
Bytes.
Bytes. Like the bite of food, it's just plural, bytes.
Bytes. Yeah,
and
I see it.
The last portion of it is hub. H is in Harry, U is in umbrella. B is in Bravo.
Oh, I see it, hub. What do you think it is? Do you have any idea?
It's a meal app.
A mail app.
Mm-hmm. A meal app? It's
a meal.
Yes, ma'am. It's an app.
And I should be getting some meals, or I should be getting a app on my computer?
It shows the original transaction was done April 25th. You can check.
Yes, I see
Gmail.
That. I'm just now checking that because I had other problems, on my my MasterCard, so I'm checking everything. Okay, Bites Hub, and I imagine I saw something, but I don't imagine I stopped to buy anything. So I need to contact them.
We're the call center.
Yeah, I understand you are.
It shows that there was a dispute for what you were billed April 25th there.
Oh, so maybe they settled it then.
Yeah, it looks like you already had them to investigate that.
Thank you so much. I didn't remember that was one of the ones. Thank you for telling me that. I appreciate your help. I'll just let that go then. Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling customer support.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.